group of 22 dancers staged a school year ending public performance Thursday morning at the Charlotte Ballet. They weren't ballet dancers, though. They were people using dance to fight the effects of their disabilities and make friends along the way. WFAE contributor Greg LaCour has the story.
This is not what you usually hear at the Charlotte Ballet. Everybody dance now! And what a crowd of about 40 people witnessed on stage wasn't the standard display of leaps and entrechats. These were people who had trouble with basic movements, much less dance moves. It took extraordinary effort for most of them to even be on stage. Three were in wheelchairs.
Every week it's a surprise about what they're going to do or what they're not going to do. And just to come in and listen to good music with each other and share an hour of dance. It's just amazing.
For the past 2 years, Gretchen Jacks has taught adults with developmental disabilities through a partnership between the Charlotte Ballet and a group called In Reach, formerly Residential and Support Services. The group houses and supports people with cerebral palsy, mental retardation, severe autism, and other disabilities. The group ranges in age from 19 to 70. It's met once a week since August. This performance was the dancers' year-end showcase. They ran through a series of simple dance routines for arms and legs, both sitting and, for those who could, standing. The musical selections included the previously referenced Gonna Make You Sweat, Bach's Cello Suite No. 1, and the disco hit Car Wash. Linda Thompson, a 65-year-old InReach client, gyrated her hips to the music and earned a whoop of approval from the audience.
I was happy. The music made me get down.
The dance program is one of a few that InReach conducts with Charlotte arts organizations. The group also works with the Beckler Museum of Modern Art and Clayworks on classes for the disabled. But InReach's president and executive director, Lori Gujan, says dance benefits her clients in ways other arts don't.
It's amazing. We see people that we never knew had it in them that really just bloom and blossom, and they look forward to this. This is like the highlight of their week, coming to go to dance class every week.
Dance gives this group the physical benefits of exercise, plus an emotional boost from talking with peers who struggle with similar problems. That can push clients to lead more active lives. Gretchen Jack says she's noticed a difference.
I see their confidence grow. They become more confident to move their bodies and not be afraid to move and express themselves through movement. And I see their confidence grow in interacting with one another. A lot of them don't get a lot of interaction with other people.
The class has given Jeremy Perez, a severely autistic 29-year-old, a way to satisfy his need to socialize without putting him in awkward spots, says his caretaker, Robin Baker.
Well, Jeremy is very social, and him being here and getting this opportunity, he gets to make friends, which, because of their special needs, it's not as easy maybe to make friends.
It's easy for her to get Jeremy to talk.
Why do you like coming to dance class?
Because I like to dance.
Anything else? What else do you like to do in dance class?
I like to play some music.
Perez meant dance to it, of course. The Carolina Ballet and InReach want to keep the program going. The next session will commence in late June. If this group is any indication, none of the participants will spend much time worrying about technique or form. They're on a stage, and for these dancers, that's more than enough. For WFAE News, I'm Greg LaCour in Charlotte.